Hello, friends. It is the one and only the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava, and this is the Lit Southern Belle podcast. Okay. Yes, we're back.
Yes, we're going consecutively back to back with these podcasts because why not?
So today I want to talk about reasons why your year did not turn out the way you want it to. And I know I want to step on some toes and all this extraness, but I need to go ahead and get into this because, ooh, this is wild. Okay, I have three good reasons why your year did not turn out as it planned. You did not let go of the things from the previous year. We sometimes mix up remembering what happened previous year so we don't do it again. Then we get to the extreme, to the point where all we hold on to is what happened last year. We never let go and open ourselves up to what's going to happen for the next year. And then number two, we keep messing with the same raggedy people. I don't get it. Why would you hang around people knowing they caused your life, really your year, so much hell? It's like you continue to sit around them for what? For why? Why? Get away from them. Love yourself better than that, sis. Please love yourself better than that and get away from them. I advise you to do that. Okay. Third reason why I feel like most people haven't had the most productive year is that they didn't plan it. They just said all the cliche things we always say at the end of the year, going into the new year. Okay. We all want that. We all want money. We all want that new business. We all want that bigger house. We all want that car. We all want that 4.0 GPA. But what is your plan? What is your blueprint? What is your personal blueprint to get you to where you need to be? And if you don't have it, you cannot blame yourself for not fulfilling any of your goals that you set or your so-called resolutions that you set. You did not work hard for them. Your work did not match your how to say this. We and also too, like, people who are religious, they're like, oh, ask God, I prayed about it and stuff like that, so like he should give it to me, right? Yeah, but if God don't see you working, what he gonna give you? Why would he give you things and give you opportunities that will hold so much responsibility to where you don't even know how to control regular responsibility? So cut the crap, sis. Get out your feelings. You know, I honestly, personally could say after these three things, I concluded these from my own personal life. These are things that I've said to myself. So, you know, I talk to myself like this all the time, or I reflect and think to myself like this all the time. So my conscience is talking to myself like this constantly all the time, just completely bashing my name and bashing everything. And I end up feeling bad, but then I realize this is how I need to talk to myself to get things together. And these three things are personal, but also they can be applied and also are very general. Y'all know I don't like to tell my business. I don't do that. But I do know that these are the three most common things that why people end up around this time of year being very miserable. Because sometimes there are some things that they can't, that they are supposed to control and don't, and wonder why things end up going into a downward spiral. Another bonus reason I like to add is that we do not learn from our mistakes. We know what happened last semester. We got into it with this dude last year when we got into it with this same type of dude. Said he'll call you, say he'll you know, that he's talking to you and other girls, and you know that's not what you want, but you never speak up. Or you're in a relationship with somebody and, well, they talk to you any kind of way, or they abuse you or things like that. You're still there. So it's just mostly learning that you accept, you know, the treatment that you get is what you accept. And if you do not change that, or do not say anything or speak up about it or be vocal and control those portions of your life, they will start to control you. And it is very, very, very hard and very crazy to accept the fact that some of these things that we did not fulfill are our faults. Like I said yesterday, it's crazy that the things that people do to us is not what hits us the most. It's the things that didn't align is what hits us the most. And both of these things are our faults. It's just in different forms. We surrounded ourselves with people who were raggedy. We ignored red flags. So now we're around people who it didn't align well. But also, too, we saw signs. Like, God not finna just put us and throw us in a loop like that. You know he not. So, you know, it's just like, some things didn't align the way we wanted to. Relationship, grades, whatever. And some of the factors, the minor factors, is the things that we control. And then the other half is the things that, you know, were a direct hit towards us, even if it wasn't, you know, things that we controlled. So either way, it's just like, we control it, you know, it goes in a downward spiral. We don't control it, and it doesn't align. We're going in a downward spiral. So what do we do? And you can refer back to the episode before on what do you do when that happens. But I feel like we have to be very, very aware of how much control we have and to not forget that. Because I feel like we'll start out strong with knowing our control and knowing the worth and knowing the power we have and we possess within ourselves. But then we start to forget because we let people distract and we let people slide, and then they start ice skating. And that's when we have a problem. And I think that, you know, when we realize that when we let people slide, they start to ice skate, start to become figure skaters, and they're winning gold medals based off our feelings. We have to really realize that, you know, once someone shows you that they raggedy, they grimy, they don't really rock with you like that, you know, they just saying stuff, doing stuff, or they just saying stuff and their actions not lining up, or they just doing stuff and they just doing it just because there's no intention behind it. You be careful of what people show you and just sit and listen, really. People show you who they are all the time. You just gotta sit and listen, how they talk, what they talk about, and just how they move. And so it's just like, yeah, it's one of those things, man. Like, you just, we be seeing it, we just don't be realizing it. But since we know better from our mistakes, please do better. That's one reason why our year probably has not been the greatest. We made a mistake probably in the early half of the year. Now the second half, it rolled back around full circle, and we are at the same position, just different form, different position, you know, different phase of life. But it happens again. What are we gonna do? Don't tell me you do the same little dumb things that you did the first time, because now we know better. So how are you going to take this and evaluate this and know how to correlate these things properly? Because God shows us a lot of things multiple different times, hoping that we get it and understand it and we pass the test. God lets us do do-overs. It ain't like college. We can't do no do-over. We can't do no makeup exam. God literally gives us a makeup exam if he loves us enough, or if he sees that we are actually learning the material that he has given and placed us in our lives. So it's just really kind of one of those things. And not to sound preachy, but it's just kind of like, whatever you follow, whatever you, you know, worship, life really gives you like a chance to just do it again. It may not be the exact same setup that you had the first time, because you're not going to be the same person. So therefore, your environment's going to change, your vibe's going to change, your phases are not going to be set up the same, because you were at beginner level when it first happened to you. Now you're in intermediate mode. So why would you get a beginner level type of format again? You're going to ace it with flying colors. No, challenge me. Give me the intermediate mode. Let me work on this. Let me do this. Let me figure it out. Let me overcome it. And let me say that I did that and boss up on them. Let me turn up on these people. That's what you really want to do. But people fail to realize that things that happened in your past does reflect your future, but also too, it's not going to replicate your future. It reflects but not replicates, meaning that things that happen will show up again, but it's not going to come in as a complete clone. We need to stop thinking things are going to come in the same as identical twins when they won't. Even identical twins don't have the same thumbprint. So yes, the same situation will come up, but it's going to have a different DNA. It's going to have a different thumbprint. It's going to have a different personality inside. That DNA may be another person. That personality may be in a different place, but a same theme or same obstacle that you're facing again. You faced it the last time, do it again. You can't do the same exact thing. You got to take what you did and increase that or switch that up. Whatever. You got to change your blueprint and apply it to where it will get what you need and get what you want. It's like a formula. You got to plug and chug things. You can't plug in the same numbers for every equation and try to expect the same answer. Because you can't plug in. I used to love math. You can't plug in different numbers on the same equation and wonder why it's a different. Don't even worry about it. We are. Either ways, like I said with the twins, you're going to have the same problem come around. But the thumbprint's not going to be the same. It's not going to feel the same. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to even come to you the same. It's just going to be there and be similar to what you dealt with. So how are you going to deal with it? You did it before. Like I said, I'm repeating myself because it's important. Do it again. Challenge. You did the beginner mode perfectly. Level 2. What are you going to do now? Now you got 3 stairs to jump up and a monster coming behind you. Outrun the monster. All right, so enough of the negative talk. Here's the reasons why your year is going to go great. Because you're going to take the things that you've learned from this year, as it has been as trying as it's been for you. Wow, can we talk today? As trying as it has been for you, guess what? You're going to do better. Yes, you're going to make some more mistakes. Duh, we're human. Don't let that discourage you from continuing your life. It's one phase that you mess up in. It's not permanent. It's temporary. It would affect other things in your life, but it does not make it permanent. Is mistakes you make do have an effect, a ripple effect, but it does not make it permanent. Because ripple effect does not last. It's not really. It starts and stops pretty quick. As soon as it comes, it goes. So really nothing's permanent. So you'll be all right. Now, another reason you're going to do good going into this next year, and really for the rest of this now, since you know what you know, is because when you go through things, you're molded to be better. You're conditioned to endure more. And you're just flat out, let me go ahead and say it. You're stronger. You have gained muscle. It's like going into the gym. You do squats. You leave the gym. You're walking like an old lady because those squats killed your thighs and your butt. And, you know, you're walking around all funny. You keep going to the gym. Those 3 times a week for 2-3 months, guess what? After you do the squats, you do your leg day, you're walking about the gym like you just, like it was nothing to you. You cooling. You know, you cooling. Your body's getting used to it. You will get used to the things that you are having to be thrown at you. And it'll be to the point where you deal with them and you don't even blink an eye. You cope with them effectively, you reflect on them effectively, and you keep your health intact while these things are being thrown at you. You will soon learn to multitask what you need to do and how you should feel. Even if life doesn't care about how you feel or what you do, you will still keep those things intact and remember to keep the things near and dear to you and not lose all your marbles. Please don't lose your marbles. Because I know this year some people got real ignorant, lost their marbles, me. And some people just literally lost everything and lost their mind. It's okay. You lost it, but you came back and you recovered, you bounced back, and you here. You all right. You're not dead. It's just, you know, you went through a period where you weren't at your best. But that don't mean that you can't get better. So I say to you, that's why your year will be better. Well, I do have a bonus one of why a year would be better. A year would be better because you're going to go in, not try to go in, but you're going to go in with a positive attitude, an open mindset, in a clean slate. Do not walk in to this year, hold on to any baggage. Anything you need a closure on, don't talk to that person. Have closure with yourself. Forgive yourself for whatever that you did and let it go. Pray about it, meditate on it, do both, read about it. Come to terms and realize that there's nothing else you can do about it, so it's no longer in your control. So you putting energy into something you no longer can control is completely useless. And at that point, you smile, you rest, you sleep, you eat, you watch your favorite show, you laugh, and you don't feel an ounce of guilty for doing so. That's what you do. And you're going to do it and do it well. And have a great year. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow the Lit Southern Belle podcast page on Instagram at the Lit Southern Belle. So don't forget to follow it on Twitter at the Lit Southern Belle. If you want to know what I'm doing for my day-to-day life or check up on my other platforms, follow my personal page at Mimi Nava. So that's MIMI.NAVAH_. Stay flourishing, my friends.